Jacob's Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacob's Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. And welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of central and southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network, as well as the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacob's Music Company. Jacob's Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance piano. Jacob's Music has six locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and also at other regional venues. Today marks the first anniversary of Kids on Keys. I really can't believe it's been a year. I thought we would celebrate by going back to some of the performances that we've featured over the past year. Let's begin with a selection that we heard on our very second program, the fourth and final movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 3 in C major, Opus 2 No. 3. It's a movement marked Allegro Assai, and you probably could imagine the young Beethoven at the keyboard showing off his virtuosity as well as his creative ideas. This is definitely music by a young composer and pianist determined to make his mark on the world. And the young pianist that we are about to hear, I think, understands what this music is about. This is a performance from 2017. The pianist is Joshua Baugh, who is a student of Veda Zupančič. And Joshua Baugh was 15 at the time of this live recording. Enjoy. Thank you. Music of Beethoven, the finale from his piano sonata in C major, opus 2, number 3. The fourth movement marked Allegro assai, in a live performance by Joshua Baugh, recorded in 2017 when the pianist was 15 years old. We are looking back at some of the memorable performances that we have aired on Kids on Keys this past year as we celebrate our first anniversary today. Next, we have a recording that we first aired back in December 2017. This is a piece that comes from a cycle of 12 compositions by Tchaikovsky. Each of these pieces is named for one of the 12 months of the year. And the piece that represents the month of June contains one of Tchaikovsky's most beautiful and heartfelt melodies, I think. We're going to hear it performed by the pianist Alena Zhang.
Thank you.
We have been listening to music by Tchaikovsky from his cycle of 12 pieces entitled The Months, or The Seasons, depending on which translation you prefer. And that was the piece that depicts the month of June. We heard it performed by a young pianist from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, whose name is Elena Zhang. And that performance originally aired on Kids on Keys back in December 2017. We are celebrating Kids on Keys' first anniversary today by looking back at some of the memorable performances that we've aired during the past year. When Claude Debussy wrote his piano piece titled Poisson d'Or, which is French for goldfish, it's not completely clear if Debussy was inspired by some Chinese artwork depicting a pair of fish, or if he simply got the idea from watching goldfish swimming in a bowl. But in any case, the music is highly evocative, and the way that the notes sometimes make a splashing effect or run up and down the keys really shows just how fantastically Debussy was able to translate visual images into sound. He had a wonderful ability to do that, and it's much easier said than done. Let's hear Debussy's Poisson d'Or, Goldfish, performed by a young pianist named Iris Horng. Thank you. That was a piece by Claude Debussy, Poisson d'Or, which in English means goldfish. From Debussy's Three Images, Book 2, we heard a performance by a young pianist named Iris Horng. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys as we celebrate our first anniversary this afternoon. Kids on Keys is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance Piano. With the touch of an iPad, Steinway's Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance Piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuja Wang, Art Tatum, Thelonious Monk, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. And I'm not sure if you know that I also have been recording for Steinway Spirio. In fact, I've recorded more than 100 selections for them as we speak. I've recorded all kinds of things for Spirio, not just classical music, but lots of jazz and popular songs, some Christmas songs. Huh? Do you know the song Rubber Ducky from Sesame Street? If I told you that I've recorded Rubber Ducky for Steinway Spirio, would you believe me? Now, if I told you that there is a really talented pianist, also from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, named Christopher Shin, who also studies with Veda Zupanchik, who is 12 years old and does a terrific job playing Chopin's big scherzo in B minor, would you believe that? I think you should. Christopher Shin has won a good number of competition prizes, including first place in the Westchester Pre-Collegiate Piano Competition and second prize in the 2018 Classical Competition of the Greater Princeton Steinway Society. Let's listen. Thank you. Christopher Shin playing the Scherzo number 1 in B minor by Chopin. What a dramatic piece. And with the Polish lullaby Sleep My Jesus taking up the lyrical middle section. Very beautiful. We are celebrating the first anniversary of Kids on Keys this hour. I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. I'd like to turn now to another piece that we heard on this program a few months ago. I think it's such a wonderful composition that I just simply wanted to hear it again, and I think you will appreciate hearing it again too. It's a composition by the Russian-born composer, pianist, Faina Lushtak, who is now based in New Orleans, where she teaches at Tulane University. The piece is entitled Old and New. It's kind of like Russian romanticism meets jazz. And we have a fabulous performance here by the young pianist Chris Jung.
Thank you.
Music by the Russian-born and New Orleans resident Faina Lushtak. That is a piece entitled Old and New, and we heard it performed by Chris Jung. Chris Jung has been playing this piece a lot lately. I saw that he recently performed it at a concert as part of the Piano Texas International Festival and Academy in Dallas, Texas. We opened last month's program with the pianist Anastasia Kudin, who is going to be 12 years old in October. I'd like to bring her back this month on this anniversary program with her very fine performance of an etude in B minor from the 25 Harmonious Etudes, Opus 50, by Jean-Henri Ravina. Etude in B minor from 25 Harmonious Etudes, Opus 50, by Jean-Henri Ravina. The pianist was Anastasia Kudin, who studies with Rita Sklar. Anastasia Kudin has been playing piano since she was 4 years old. She's going to be 12 in October of 2018. She has been a grand prize winner in no less than 5 competitions. And besides her interest in music, she enjoys horseback riding, Irish dancing, and traveling. If you've been listening to Kids on Keys for a while, you probably noticed that I often feature an adult pianist in a recording made when that pianist was a kid. Benjamin Grosvenor turns 26 tomorrow. He is one of the most acclaimed musicians of his generation. He plays recitals and concerto engagements all over the world. However, Benjamin Grosvenor got his first serious attention when he was a teenager and even earlier. And, you know, when he was 12, 13, 14, he was already performing a wide, wide range of repertoire, including the piano concerto in G major by Maurice Ravel, from which we will hear the first movement in a live performance recorded when pianist Benjamin Grosvenor was 17. Let's listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard the opening movement from Maurice Ravel's Piano Concerto in G Major. That was from a live performance recorded in 2009, and it featured the pianist Benjamin Grosvenor when he was 17 years old. We're going to conclude with more music by Maurice Ravel. This is a piece entitled Jeu d'eau, and the music is so beautifully evocative of water spraying from a fountain in all directions, something that I'm sure that we're thinking about a lot in these hot summer days. I have a performance recorded this past April by Lucy Zhou. She's 15 years old and she studies with Regan Mikoria. She was an award recipient in both the NJMTA Young Musicians Competition and the Greater Princeton Steinway Society Annual Scholarship Competition. Let's listen to Lucy Zhou play Ravel's Jeu d'eau.
Thank you.
Music by Maurice Ravel, Je Dos. We heard pianist Lucy Joux, who is 15 years old, and in her biography, she writes that she's excited to share her music with others and cannot wait to see where music will take her in the future. What a wonderful attitude she has. Instead of saying, how can I become a famous pianist? How can I make a lot of money? How can I beat out all the competition? Instead, Lucy Joux wants to share her gifts and is open to where music will take her. I think we can all learn from that. This past hour, we have been celebrating the first anniversary of Kids on Keys. I've been your host, Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Our recording engineers for this program are Sam Ward and John Baker of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222, 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on August 4th at 1 p.m., and all programs are available as webcasts at our website, wwfm.org. All of us at the Classical Network thank these young pianists for sharing their talents, for sharing their love of music and their hard work with listeners all over the world. This is Jed Disler, and until next time on Kids on Keys, be well and please be kind.